Hey, folks, this is Kevin. On this week's episode of Risk, you'll hear David Montgomery.
Don't show favoritism, and this one is particularly difficult because some kids fucking suck.
That and more, but before that, I just want to remind you to go to adamandeve.com for a limited time only, and you can get 50% off just about any item. They have a huge, huge selection of adult toys from a huge selection of manufacturers. I mean, some of the most high-end stuff available out there. Stuff from Fleshlight, Liberator, Roxoff, Lilo, lubes from Pure and Wet, and Adam and Eve's own brand makes phenomenal products, including their condoms. Phenomenal condoms from Adam and Eve's own brand. So when you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free exclusive gift. That's that clit bumper, guys. And to top it all off, they'll even throw in free shipping on the whole order. AdamandEve.com. Just go there and use the code word RISK at the checkout. That's RISK at AdamandEve.com. And now, here's a tiny little ragtime fella to sing you a song.
Oh, mailing and shipping are very important, but going to the post office sure as shit ain't. That's why I love a certain little something called stamps.com. You can buy and print your U.S. postage using your computer and your printer, too. We use stamps.com right here at Risk and tell tales about butts and poo.
That's right, and right now you can sign up for Stamps.com and use our promo code RISK for this special offer. It's a 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. So don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in RISK. That's Stamps.com.
Enter RISK!
Now here's the show.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Kids, this is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison. This is Seven Fisher behind me now, and we are calling today's episode Live from Philly 5. Holy shit! We have had so many great experiences, so many great stories have been shared in the times we've gone to the great city of Philadelphia. I always think of Philly as kind of being like New York's little bro, you know? People are kind of down to earth, raw and real. There's a lot of history there. I don't know. I just love Philly. And every time we go, it's an amazing show. We're going to play this entire set uninterrupted, and we're going to start with a comic book editor. His name is Tom Brennan, and he edits for, I think it's Valiant Entertainment? Hold on a sec. Yes, I am holding in my hand a gorgeous comic book called Faith, about a young woman superhero. It's got a gazillion raves on the back cover. Tom is also involved in the show Electoral Dysfunction at the People's Improv Theater in New York City. Here he is now, Tom Brennan, with a story we call A Friend in Need.
Thank you.
It's the spring of 1999. And I am just livid with my mother, just furious with her, all right? Pissed. You know why? Because she is sending me to Spain during spring break with my high school class, right? The fucking monster. I won't call my mom a bitch in public, but what a monster. Because here's the thing, she's not sending me to Spain just because she wants me to have like an amazing experience that only privileged white kids get to have to see the world and understand themselves. She's sending me because I don't have any friends. Thank you. I thought the same thing. So I was a sophomore at Loyola School in New York City. It's an independent Jesuit academy on Park Avenue in Manhattan. Beautiful building. Looks like a castle from the Lord of the Rings. And I wasn't unpopular, but I wasn't particularly popular, you know? Like, I didn't have friends, and I didn't have them for two reasons. Number one, I didn't know how to make friends. Like, once you got past, like, when you're a little kid school, you just drop next to someone and they're your friend now. That's it. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to talk to other people and become their friends. And then on top of that, I'm not good at asking for help. I'm still not. I was horrible at it back then. Whenever I need to ask for help, like a little voice would just pop in my head, just like, bing, like, you don't know how to do that? Everyone knows how to do that. If you ask for help, they'll know you're an idiot. So I didn't try to make friends. I can't do it. And my mom is really concerned at this point because, you know, she's a mom and a very good one, all right? That's why I didn't call her a bitch before. And she had started calling other boys from my class to ask them to hang out with me. Not their mothers. I want to clarify. She called them and just be like, hang out. And she had great taste. They were real great guys. Like, we weren't, this just didn't pan out, but it was very kind of her. And I remember we're arguing about going to Spain. And I remember she said, like, well, what plans do you have on spring break? I was like, I have plans. I got 4 Blockbuster gift cards from Christmas I have not used yet. And the guy at our Blockbuster does not card for R-rated movies, so I'm going to rent Dark City, the 1998 sci-fi masterpiece. Thank you. Kiefer Sutherland, Jennifer Connelly. By the way, if you don't ever go to Spain, but you do watch Dark City, you have gotten a cultural experience. My mom's a social worker, and before she gets mad at us, like when she, before my sister and I, before she really like yells at us, she will try to reason with us, much the way she does with her clients. And she just looked at me and goes, well, don't you want to have friends? You can't argue with that. I mean, everyone wants to have friends. Nobody doesn't want to have friends. You might not want to make them. So I said the meanest thing I could, which was, ugh. I slammed my door, boom, just close it. And I'm going to Spain. Fine, Mom. I'm at school on Monday, and I have to find a roommate for this trip to Spain. And again, I don't have any friends, so I don't know who I should room with. I know who I don't want to room with. I know that. Christoph. Oh, I don't want to room with him. I've hated him since I met him freshman year, all right? You know why I hated him? You know what he did? He wanted to be my friend. Like an idiot. All right? He was like, he looked like a high school George Costanza, just like a short, stocky, balding guy. And this big grin on his face. He'd ask me questions on Monday morning like, how was your weekend? Fine. He'd be hanging out in the cafeteria strumming on his acoustic guitar and be like, hey, do you like music? Yeah. I'm a high school student. Of course I like music. I have the soundtrack to Dark City on my Discman. Of course I like music. Now, at this point, you're probably like, hey, boy, you sure spent a lot of time around this guy you didn't want to be friends with. Well, thanks, Mom. I know that. Thank you. So I know my options are Christoph or Alex and Eric. Now, Alex and Eric, like, they really don't even matter much to the rest of the story. Imagine, like, the villain from an 80s teen movie's two sidekicks. It's those guys. I really didn't like them. I thought they were bad people. But they didn't want to be my friend. I knew that. So, boom, I'm rooming with Alex and Eric, and I'm going to Spain. And so I go to Spain, and it was an amazing trip. If you've never gone, go. It's, you know, the greens are more green, the golds are more gold, the shittiest looking building in Spain looks way better than, like, the best building in the United States of America. I